Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a sub-pressure drop for rewind-worthy jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. In this session, we're not just trying to make something loud, we're building a drop that feels heavy, focused, and full of tension. The kind of drop where the drums hit, the sub lands, and the whole thing feels like it deserves a rewind. The big idea is simple. In jungle and old-school DNB, the sub should stay clean and supportive, the drums should carry the energy. The atmosphere should create pressure, and the arrangement should leave space for the low end to speak. If you get those four things working together, the drop starts to feel bigger than the sum of its parts. Let's start with the project setup. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. If you want a slightly faster, more urgent feel, go up to 174 BPM. Keep it in 4/4 time. That speed is right in the classic jungle and drum and bass zone, and it gives us enough momentum for a rolling, pressure-filled drop. Now create a few simple tracks. You'll want an atmosphere track, a drum track, a sub-bass track, an effects track, and maybe an extra percussion or top loop track if you want a little more movement. For beginners, less is often better. A tight arrangement gives you more control, especially in the low end. Now let's build the atmosphere, because in this style, space matters just as much as sound. Load Wavitable onto a MIDI track and choose a dark, soft patch to start with. A saw or sine saw blend works well. You want something that feels moody and unsettling, not bright and busy. Keep the filter fairly closed and give the sound a slow attack, and release so it blooms gradually instead of hitting too sharply. Add auto filter after that. Put it in low pass mode and keep the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range, maybe around 300 to 800 Hz. You can automate this later for movement, but for now just get the tone right. Then add EQ 8 and high pass the atmosphere around 150 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the sub range. This is important. If your pads and textures are eating up the low end, your drop will lose power fast. After that, add hybrid reverb for depth. Keep it wide, dark, and a bit long, but don't let the reverb cloud the mix. If you can, cut some low end out of the reverb return too. The goal is atmosphere, not mud. Finish with utility if you need to control the width. In many cases, it's fine for atmospheres to be wide, as long as the sub stays mono and centered. For the note choice, keep it simple. Hold one or two notes in a minor key. Dark DNB often works well with minor tonal centers, and single note drones or tense intervals can sound more menacing than full chords. If you're in F minor, for example, try holding F, Eb, or C in different octaves. You want the atmosphere to feel like the room is closing in before the drop. Next, let's build the drums. This is where the energy really starts to move. You can go one of two ways here. One option is a chopped breakbeat, which is very classic jungle. You can drag an amen-style break, or any old drum break, into simpler or straight into the arrangement and slice it by transients. That gives you lots of rhythmic detail and instant old-school character. The other option is to build your own groove with drum rack using separate kick, snare, hats, ghost hits, and little break noise layers. Either approach works, especially for a beginner. If you're just starting out, the drum rack route can be easier to control. A classic DNB pattern usually relies on a strong snare on beats 2 and 4, with kick movement and little ghost notes around it. That snare anchor is a huge part of the feel. It keeps the groove recognizable, while the break or hat detail keeps it rolling. On the drum bus, you can add drum bus for a bit of weight and character, but go easy with the drive. Then use EQ 8 to cut any unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz and clean up any boxy frequencies around 200 to 500 Hz, if needed. A light glue compressor can help glue the drums together, and a small amount of saturator can add punch and warmth. Just remember, the drums need to hit hard, but they shouldn't fight the sub for space. Now for the core of the lesson, the sub bass. Load Operator on a new MIDI track. Operator is perfect for a pure, focused sub. Set Oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the bass mono. Turn off anything unnecessary, and keep the release short so the notes stay tight. Don't widen it. Don't overcomplicate it. In this style, the sub should lock in, not try to be the star. Write a very simple MIDI pattern. Seriously, keep it small. 2 to 4 notes is enough to begin with. Let the bass answer the drums instead of constantly running underneath them. For example, you might have a long root note on beat 1, a quick pickup before beat 2, another note on beat 3, and maybe a short offbeat stab for movement. That's enough to create pressure without overcrowding the groove. After operator, add EQ 8 if needed to keep the sub clean, and then add a little saturator, just a touch. The goal is to add some harmonics so the bass can translate on smaller speakers. Then use utility to make sure the sub stays fully mono. Width at 0% is a good starting point. If the sub is jumping too much dynamically, a compressor can help, but usually arrangement and note length matter more than heavy compression. One very important thing here, the sub and kick should not fight each other. If the kick has a strong low-end tail, the sub might need to be shorter, timed slightly differently, or even paired with a different kick. In DNB, the groove often gets stronger when the low end is disciplined, not crowded. Now let's shape the drop itself. A rewind-worthy drop needs contrast. That means the breakdown has to feel noticeably lighter than the drop. If everything is full all the time, the drop won't land with enough force. So think in stages. For the first few bars, keep it stripped back. Maybe it's just the atmosphere, maybe a filtered break, maybe a tiny rhythmic hint, but don't bring in the full sub yet. Let the listener sit in the tension, then in the build. Start adding more energy. Bring in snare rolls, hat movement, or a little filter opening on the atmosphere. You can automate the pad filter to slowly open over 4 or 8 bars. You can increase the reverb sense slightly to make the space feel bigger and more unstable. You can even add a reverse cymbal or a short FX rise to help lead into the impact. Right before the drop, create a little gap. Even a beat of silence or near silence can make a huge difference. That tiny space gives the ear a moment to reset, so when the drums and sub return, they feel heavier. This is one of those simple arrangement tricks that can totally change the impact of the drop. Then the drop lands. Full drums, sub in place, atmosphere pulled back enough to leave room. That first hit should feel clean and intentional. If you want extra impact, add a short one-shot FX hit right on the downbeat, or let the sub line up perfectly with the snare accent. Timing is a sound design tool. A note placed just a little earlier or later can change the feel more than adding another plugin. To make the atmosphere move without cluttering the mix, automate things like filter cutoff, reverb amount, delay feedback, stereo width, and volume fades. For example, the pad can slowly open up during the breakdown, then get cut back at the drop. The reverb can bloom before the drop, then snap back to dry when the drums hit. That contrast gives the track a living, breathing quality. If you want the drop to be truly rewind-worthy, give it something memorable. That could be a distinct bass rhythm, a dramatic silence before the hit, a sharp snare fill, or a signature atmosphere tone that returns later in the track. In jungle and old-school DNB, the listener often remembers the feel of the drop as much as the notes themselves. Now let's talk about low-end checks, because this is where a lot of beginner tracks fall apart. Use Spectrum or EQ8 on the master just to visually check what's happening, but trust your ears first. The sub should be strong, but not wild. The kick and sub should feel like they belong together, not like they're battling each other. Make sure nothing unnecessary is sitting below 30 Hz. Make sure your atmospheres are high-passed. Make sure the reverb isn't filling up the bottom end, and test the mix at low volume. If the kick, snare, and sub still communicate when the speakers are quiet, your arrangement is doing its job. A few common mistakes are worth calling out. First, too much atmosphere in the low end. Pads and reverbs can easily creep into the sub range and blur the drop. High pass them, cut the mod, leave the low end to the kick and sub. Second, a subline that's too busy. In this style, less movement often sounds bigger. Let the bass breathe, leave gaps, let the drums talk. Third, using a stereo sub that causes phase problems and weakens the low end on bigger systems. Keep the sub mono. Fourth, kick and sub clash. If they're both hitting the same range at the same time, the drop gets blurry. Shorten one of them, adjust the timing, or choose a better kick. And fifth, no contrast before the drop. If the breakdown already sounds huge, the drop has nowhere to go. Strip it back. Use silence if needed. Let the drop earn its impact. Here are a few extra coach style ideas to push it further. Think in layers of energy, not just layers of sound. Every element should have a job. The atmosphere creates pressure. The drums create motion. The sub creates weight. The FX creates transition. If something isn't helping one of those jobs, it might be getting in the way. Also, your sub should lock, not lead. If the bass line starts feeling like the main melody, the drop can lose its rolling pressure. Keep it supporting the drum story. And don't forget timing. A slightly early or late bass note can change the whole feel. Sometimes groove is more about placement than sound design. If you want to go a bit further, try a call and response bass phrase. Let the sub leave more space for 2 bars, then get a little more active for the next 2 bars. That creates a conversation feel and keeps the drop interesting without making it cluttered. You can also try hidden mid-bass layer. Duplicate the sub, filter it so it only lives in the mid-range, and add a little saturation. Keep it quiet. This helps the bass read on smaller speakers, while the real weight stays in the sub. For your practice exercise, build an 8-bar mini drop. Make a dark atmosphere with Wavetable. High pass at around 200 Hz. Add long reverb. Program a 172 BPM breakbeat with a strong snare on beats 2 and 4. Then create a simple operator subline with just a few notes, keep it mono, and add a reverse cymbal or noise swell just before the drop. Bars 1 to 4 can be atmosphere only. Bars 5 and 6 can bring in filtered drums and tension. Bar 7 should feel stripped back. Then bar 8 is the full drop.